Star One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget, beloved. We are continuing our study in 2 Peter, the first chapter, and today we're at verse 12. And what I'm going to do today is I'm going to join verse 12 and verse 13 together, because 13 is a minute, minuscule verse, you see. So I thought I'd join it together. This is what it says. It says, "Therefore, I will always remind you about these things, even though you already know them and are standing firm in the truth you've been taught." And then he goes on to say, "And it's only right that I should keep on reminding you as long as I live. Therefore, I will always remind you about these things, even though you already know them and are standing firm in the truth you've been taught." Beloved, we've been looking at what Peter has been saying, talking about working hard to prove that you are really among those God had called and chosen. He then goes on to say in verse 10, "Do these things and you'll never fall away." And yesterday we looked at God will giving us a grand entrance into the eternal kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now listen, it's about reminding you constantly, I have a message of God's love. That is what I have. If I go to churches up and down this country, or indeed in the United States, I will always preach on God's love. Why? Because I believe God has told me to do just that. And if I deviate from that message, it doesn't work. It doesn't work out. I believe the message isn't anointed and therefore is not valid. When I'm doing a study like I'm doing now, it's a little bit different because this isn't a preach, as it were, in church. I am just bringing you an Hour One Nugget. But I do often talk about the same thing. I talk about God's love. Now, why would I keep on saying the same message? I've gone back to a church a few times and I've brought them the same message, maybe in a different format, but I have brought them the same message of God's love. Why do they need to be constantly reminded? Well, we see that Peter is saying just the same thing. "Therefore, I will always remind you about these things, even though you already know them and are standing firm in the truth that you have been taught." I believe there's a reason behind that. You can never hear the gospel enough times. You know the gospel. You know the saving power of Jesus Christ. You know the healing power of Jesus Christ. You know about sanctification. You know about being saved. So why are you constantly being told so that you don't forget? It's as simple as that, so you don't forget. And there is no way, therefore, that you can wander off the pathway that God has chosen for you. And you can wander off that pathway and not remember the gospel. But you will be constantly reminded of the gospel. Wherever you look in the Word, anywhere you look in the Bible, you will see most of it is about God's love, beloved. It's about God's love. And He loved you so much that 2,000 years ago on the cross at Calvary, He sacrificed His one and only Son. Why? So that you would be reconciled to God through Jesus. And also that you would be saved from eternal damnation. You would be saved from a place where, believe you me, you do not want to go. And you were not told about hell to frighten you, to scare you. You were told about hell because of God's love. Because you see, God does not want any of His children going there, although they do. He doesn't want them to go there. And that is why He told His Son Jesus to tell you about hell. Do you know something I have noticed about hell? It's very rarely spoken about and very rarely taught in church. I cannot remember the last time I went to church and heard a sermon about hell and damnation and the fire that awaits those who do not put their trust in God and are not saved. I do not know the last time I heard a sermon on hell. I've got to be honest with you. And so therefore, it is important that you are reminded of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ on any and every occasion. As I mention the Lord Jesus Christ, as I mention His Holy Spirit, as I mention God the Father, and I talk to you about God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit in the love that pours from that Trinity, you sense it yourself. You feel it yourself. And this is why Peter reiterates this story all of the time. And that is why he keeps on and on and on about it. If you look back in verse 10, so dear brothers and sisters, work hard to prove that you are really among those God has chosen and called. Do these things and you will never fall away, declares Peter. And he will keep on telling you that over and over and over. Because right here in Peter's second letter, he's recognizing that he is not immortal. He's recognizing that he is mortal. We'll just look briefly at 14. It says this, for our Lord Jesus Christ has shown me that I must soon leave this earthly life. So I will work hard to make sure you always remember these things after I'm gone. Peter was an apostle, and he's making sure that his church is in order. He's making sure that his people know what he's saying to be true. He's making sure they will never forget his message. Why? Because he's a very wise man. A very wise man indeed. And that wisdom comes from Almighty God. Remember, Peter was merely a fisherman. That is what he was. Until the Holy Spirit took his life and reshaped it and remolded it. And beloved, the Holy Spirit will reshape and remold your life in just the same way and give you that amount of wisdom just in the same way. But you need to be reminded constantly of the love that pours from Almighty God into your life, into your soul, into your mind, into your heart. That love will never stop. It will never fail, and it will never fail you. How many times have I spoken to a very old person to hear them say, I have loved the Lord my God all of my life, and it has been a blast. Beloved, just know this. He loves you. He loves you. Therefore, says Peter, I will always remind you about these things, even though you already know them and are standing firm in the truth that you have been taught. And it is only right that I should keep on reminding you as long as I live. And beloved, I feel exactly that way myself. I will keep on reminding you as long as I have breath in my life. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, thank you for your word today, and I pray in Jesus' name that your word penetrates every heart that hears this message. In the wonderful and the awesome name of Almighty God, Jesus Christ, amen and amen.